Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love.
Hi guys,
yeah,
that's the late Michael Jackson song "Heal the World," and Michael Jackson said that we should actually look inside our hearts, and there's love, and love is healing. So, welcome to Scars of a Warrior. My name is Shiko, and I have been long gone. Yeah, I haven't released another episode since my last episode, and this is because of something I'll actually tell you. Today's episode, I'm excited, I'm really excited, and I'm really grateful because now we are in season 2. We have reached 9 episodes, which is a significant number for me, so I decided that I should close season 1 and now I should start season 2. And the topic for today, I want to call it healing. When you talk about healing, it's a very big word and yet a very simple word. Let's start with, why have I not been posting any other episodes since my last one? My last one was Stop Police Brutality and Let's Restore Humanity. And since that one, I've really been wanting you guys to consume, and I hope you continue to share. Let's raise awareness against police brutality, because these things are happening and it could happen to anyone. So I've not been posting any episode. A lot has been happening, and yeah, it happened when I went for an adventure. And when I went for an adventure, I tripped and I got an accident and got my leg fractured. So it's been a very long way for me. I had to process everything, and I have been on my healing journey because it hasn't been easy being on clutches, being put on a cast. It hasn't been easy. And when I talk about healing, it could be of the emotional kind, it could be of the physical kind, it could be of the mental kind. And healing starts from childhood. Healing starts from the things that you underwent when you were a child. And most times, it's called shadow work. When we go to the spiritual kind of talk, when we call healing, it's called shadow work. This is going back to the shadow. The shadow is that part of you that follows you wherever you go. It always goes with you, you know, that part that was hurt, that part that was traumatized, that part that was abandoned, that part that felt really, really, really hurt, you know. And most times we rush to the doctor when we feel like we are dying, or we are almost dying, and we are almost at the edge. But I feel like healing should be an ongoing process of life. Personally, it hasn't been easy. My childhood was not as easy, and growing up, it shaped my personality. Just like everyone else, your childhood shapes most of your personality. And if you don't heal from your childhood, you will never really know who you really are. You'll always have an illusion of yourself. And healing is the medicine to everything. Healing is the thing that structures you to be yourself. And the moment you heal yourself, a wise person once told me this, the moment you heal yourself, you heal your whole lineage. And when we come to healing, most of you have been through rock bottom. You've either been through something physical or emotional, and it hurts at that moment really badly, but you never really know how much it hurt until it's triggered back to you. So personally, I want to talk about healing in the essence of physicality. Well, after I tripped recently, the first that came into my mind was, why me? Of all people, like, why me? Why today? Because I remember that day I woke up very excited. It was the 10th of 10th, so I was really sure it would be a good day. And I was so sure I'm going for an adventure that particular day. So I really knew that that day would be fun for me. So when it happened to me, I asked myself, why me? Why me? Why me? Why is it the one must fall and break my leg and everyone has to look at me and be like, wow? Yeah, I'm laughing because at that particular moment, it was painful. I was going through a lot of pain and I was actually trying to understand why it happened to me. And when I tripped, it was a long way down. You can imagine I'm going for an adventure, so it's somewhere that you have to go down, down. So if you know T-falls, you know how it is. So you have to go down, so you have to come up again, and it's not easy. And I have broken my limb, and it's not easy to stand on my own feet. And the friend I had accompanied could not even carry me, so it was me and walk. So I had to go all the way up. It wasn't easy. I walked, I felt pain. At some points I felt like giving up. At some points I felt like I can't do it anymore. But my friend actually held my hand. And I think that's what we most need in our healing journeys. We don't need people to heal our scars. We just need people to hold our hands as we battle those scars, as we nurse those scars. And most times we think that people in our lives should be there to actually heal our scars, but the real sense is they should just hold your hand in your healing journey. Yeah, it hasn't been easy being through something like this, and it's not something I was ready for mentally. It has affected my mental health in some way, but the first step into healing is to just accept that you got hurt and you can't do anything about it. It's in the past now, and what you have to do now is focus on your healing. And how do you focus on your healing? Focusing on your healing is actually allowing yourself to be in that moment of pain, of hurting, but don't judge yourself harshly. Sometimes you'll feel weak, it's human. Sometimes you'll feel like breaking down so hard, and it's okay. Just do it. Just break down and, you know, laugh to it after the end of the cry and be like, yeah, it had to happen that way. And allow the process and trust the process, you know, trust the process of healing. And when it comes to the emotional kind of pain, some you cannot go through them alone. Some are so hard to go through them alone, and you need a counselor to talk through, you know. You need someone to actually guide you through, you know. You need someone to hold your hand. And also, it could be you writing down the things that hurt you, the things that weighed you down to the core and made you feel so weak and you crumble down to your feet. Someday you read those words and you'll be like, I'm so grateful because they came to pass and I am a warrior, you know. So let's talk about healing as an individual. When you heal as an individual, you are healing everyone else around you. They say the light gets in where the wound is, and I can't even agree anymore because it's there's so much truth in it. The light enters where the bandage is. Just let it pass through, you know. Heal, because when you heal your partner, because there's no way you'll be toxic to them. You know, most of the times we project our wounds to the people we love without knowing, you know. And when you heal, you've healed your partner and you've healed your lineage, you know. Because there's no particular time you'll find yourself projecting your wounds to other people, you know. And wounds have a way of just projecting themselves without you knowing. A trigger just comes and you find yourself just projecting yourself on other people, you know. And the one thing I've learned is healing is important because it enables us to grow in so much length of life. You know, when you heal, you're growing. You're growing because you will come to see why you got hurt at that particular time. There was a lesson to it. There is always a lesson to every wound. And when I say scars of a warrior, I say that the scars are beautiful and it's okay. They can be ugly. Sometimes they look so ugly when they're open. The wounds smell sometimes and it's okay. To just agree that, you know, the wounds are there and they are meant to teach us lessons. They are meant to help us grow and to build ourselves into better glasses. You see, you cannot collect a broken glass, but you can mend it into a finer glass. And that's the one thing I know about healing. When you heal, you create a better version of yourself. And there's nothing much more of a joy than creating a better version of yourself or challenging yourself to being a better version of yourself. And I will say that in this current world we're living, it's not working for us. Most of our parents raised us with wounds. They were hurt by people, by their parents, by friends, you know. So we grew up having being projected those wounds, and we didn't know they're being projected to us. And the cycle continues. Every time you also get that you don't heal, you continue to project it on your children, and that is how it goes on. And before you know it, the darkness builds in, and that's why you find that people get angry, they get violent, you know. And it's so unusual, you just wonder, why is this person reacting like this? But it's just a simple wound that grew and grew big and grew big. Nambiangwa usipoziba ufa tajenga ukuta. And I agree totally. This world is not working for us. We are the ones to create a new world. And how are we gonna create a new world? By teaching our children on healing, by healing ourselves, by teaching our children on going to counseling and talking to us when things have gone wrong instead of blaming them. Because accidents happen, man. And anyone can have an accident and shit happens. It's just life. So let's promote healing, guys. Let's heal. It's ugly, but at the end of the day, there's the beauty that comes with healing. You look at it and you're like, I'm grateful I got to heal, because it is through that healing that now I am here, and it is through that healing that I am going to teach my children on how to heal. You know, there are healers among us, and most people are called to heal. Most healers get the most wounds, and that's why most warriors go to war, because when they come back stronger than ever, and they come back with stories, tales to tell on how they underwent wounds, and they show people, I was hurt here by a bullet, and here I was hurt by this, but I got to heal, and I eventually won. At the end of the day, if you heal, you'll always win. And I know that we have a long way to go, but together we can. And together, when we heal, we can heal the world. The world has been hurt a lot of times. Mother Earth is asking you guys to heal, and it's asking you guys to heal it, because it has been hurt a lot of times by the darkness, and to shine the light in us. And I believe it's possible. I know it's possible. It's not that it's not, but we need to do it together. I can heal, and I need you also to heal, so that together we can create a new world full of healing. I love this song by Pato Ranking, Heal the World, and I want you guys to listen to it. It's a jam that I've been vibing to, and I feel that healing should be restored to Mother Gaia, and we should all aim to heal, because there is beauty in healing, and there is beauty in growth. There is beauty in seeing what humanity and the greatest heights of humanity can give you. You haven't experienced the bloom of it. This is just a small experience of humanity. Do you want to know what else you can do as a human? Heal. Create the light inside you. We are meant to have both darkness and light, and sometimes the darkness grows fonder, but every time remind yourself to light that candle in your heart. And above all, love will always heal. Love is a healer, always and forever.
Beautiful history, but it should make you feel like everything's a mystery. They make
Patra Ranking says, spread love and heal the world. Love is medicine. Love and laughter is medicine. Just remember that every other day. So thank you for everyone who has been by my side in this hard time. It hasn't been easy. I'm grateful. And I'm also very grateful for the universe. It has held me down so strongly. And at times, these are only tests of time and place. So don't ever give up. Just hold on so strongly and shine the light inside you. Cheers, cheers, guys. Share this episode and let people know of Scars of a Warrior. This is a place where everyone has a story to tell. Cheers, cheers, cheers. And bless up. All the love in my heart for you all. I love you so, so much.
Show love, I was still alive, not in debt. On for love, I said.